今天和弟兄姊妹分享的题目是教会的和谐和健康。
My topic for my message today is the harmony of a healthy church.
我们请看两处的圣经。第一处是在哥林多前书十二章二十七节。
Let's turn our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27.
你们就是基督的身子，并且各。
Now you are Christ's body and individually members of it.
这里说到我们和主耶稣基督的关系，也是教会和主耶稣基督的关系。
This here speaks of our relationship with the Lord, with our Jesus Christ, as well as the church's relationship with the Christ.
以弗所书一章二十三节。
And Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
这里讲到整个教会是在这个世代中、这个宇宙中的一个非常重要的心意，就是教会是彰显神的完满的一个地方。
This tells us a very important truth, that is the church is a place where God's glory fills, and it's a place where God's glory can be demonstrated.
神在神的永远的心意里面一直要得着一般人来彰显他的完美。
God in his eternal will wants to receive a group of people who can demonstrate his perfection.
刚才我们唱的那一首诗歌叫玉露十沙茶十将尽啊，那是指着一个特别是指着一个很深的一首诗歌哈，讲到一个永远神心意中的教会要出现。
The song we just sang, the Sands of Time, speaks of a very important mystery that is God's heart for His church.
神常常用他的话来启示我们，让我们借助一些我们能明白的话。来明白他的心意。
God uses his words which we can understand, to reveal his heart to us.
他说教会是基督的身体。
He said church is Christ's body.
这是神让我们懂得什么叫做身体。
This is God helping us to understand what a body is.
当我们懂得神的话语以后，我们就知道怎样在我们每个人身上来尽我们的本分。
When we understand His word, then we can understand how we can each perform our part in this body.
我们知道神对于教会，他有一个使命。
We know that God has a commission for His church.
有托付。
He has a desire for His church to do something.
但是这个不是一个只是给少数人的，是给教会中每一个人的。
But that commission is not just given to one group of people, but to everybody who's in this body.
据统计，一般来说。很多教会的大概只有20%的人是积极的参与教会的侍奉。
There is some data that shows that in church all around the world, maybe only 20% of people within the church are actively serving.
比较主动的，当然还有20%可能是比较被动的，你叫他做什么他就做什么。
20% of active serving, maybe another 20% of passively serving, being told what to do and agree to do it.
那么还有差不多60%没有尽该尽的功用。
But that leaves another 60% of people not doing what they should do.
所以教会的健康或者强壮乃是根据每一个人在教会中的服事。
So the health of the church depends on each individual service within the church.
我们知道教会不是只做这个 building。
We know that church is not, we're not, when we talk about church, we're not talking about the church building.
教会乃是指着我们这些蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹基督徒。
When we say church, we mean all of us Christians who have been saved by his grace.
这个我们讲到身体，我们每个人都有一个身体。
We can understand the concept of a body because we each have a body.
芝加哥有一个科学家名叫克瑞克曾经在芝加哥的医学协会上面演讲。
There is a scientist named Dr. Greg. He was from Chicago. He once had this speech during a medical conference in Chicago.
他说到一个人的身体，如果从物质跟化学成分来讲，那是很不值钱的。
He said if you look at a human body from a material and chemical perspective, it's really not worth very much money.
如果是一个150磅的人，
If you are 150 pounds,
它里面的 含有的石灰只能刷一个鸟笼这么大的地方。
For as much of, I guess, this component that's in paint,for as much as you have of that component in your body, you can only paint as something as big as a bird cage.
你的里面的糖分可能只能装一小罐的，炼出一小罐的糖来。
And the sugar, the amount of sugar that's in your body can only be in a very small jar.
我们还有铁，可能做一个三寸的铁钉。
As much iron as you have in your body can probably build a nail about 3 inches long.
还有一个磷，就是做几根火柴。
And it's another component that makes matches. You can probably only make 2 or 3 matches.
那还有一些其他很少的物质，大部分都是水。
There are other chemical components in your body, but majority of your body is water.
所以他说按这些东西计算一个150磅的人，大概值这个九毛八分钱，还不到一块。
So he said, if you calculate all these components in your body, and if you put a material price on it, you're probably only worth 98 cents.
如果你的体重只有100磅。
So if you're, that's for a person who's 150 pounds. So if you're only 100 pounds,
只值六毛钱。
You're only worth about 60 cents.
所以我们知道，我们身体只是一个外壳。
So our body is but a shell.
我们常常非常注意我们身体的健康。
And we often are very careful about our physical health.
但是神要我们注意的是里面。
But God wants us to focus on what's on the inside.
所以后面下面一个圣经节，这是我们看到很重要的。格林多后书第四章第七节。
The next passage is very important. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7 That we have this treasure that's stored in clay jars that is from God and not from ourselves.
约翰福音6章63节。
Also in John chapter 6 verse 63.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life.
所以一个人如果里面没有神的生命，没有圣灵这个宝贝在我们里面，
If a person does not have the life of God, that's the Spirit, which is the treasure that is in this clay jar,
我们的价值是很可怜的。
Then we're not worth very much.
我们一个基督徒活在地上，如果没有被圣灵来管理，没有这个宝贝在里面的话，我们可能人觉得很好，但是在永远里面，在神心意里面都是没有价值的。
If you're a Christian living on this earth, not having the Spirit, the treasure in you, you may still look okay, but in God, you're not worth very much.
但是我们这个身体在神的心意里面，就是让我们有一个价值。
But our bodies, God meant for us to be worth something.
就是让我们这个身体可以来顺服圣灵。
God wants this body of ours to be in subjection to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
像保罗的信息，他说叫声服我。
So just like Paul always said, he buffets his body.
我们知道今天我们都有灵魂和身体。
We know that we have a spirit, soul,and body in us.
正常的人是灵，神的灵管理我们的人的灵，然后我们的灵管理我们的心思意念和情感意志
In a normal situation, you have your spirit, which is under control of God's spirit, and that spirit controls your soul, which controls your emotions and your thoughts and your mind.
然后我们的魂管理我们的身体。
And then your soul controls your body.
但是今天这一个时代，我们知道很多的人，他们是身体 最重要。
But in this day and age, you know, a lot of people put all their focus on their bodies.
他们就是要满足他们身体的 各种欲望 做许多不法的事。
They want to satisfy the needs and the desires of the body, even to the point of doing things that are lawless.
我们知道，可能弟兄姊妹自己不知道，我也不知道，可能就在我们的社区里面就有一些强奸犯。
You may or may not know, but there could be people who are people who have sexually assaulted other people living in your neighborhood.
听说很多哈，只是我不太知道。
I do hear that I do hear those things happen, but personally I do not know of any.
这些人就是他们他们的灵魂在他们里面是死的。
These are the people who I think the spirits are dead in them.
我们有一个身体，那是让我们知道怎么样来学习活在神的面前。
We have this body which we can learn how to use this body to live under God's control.
最基本的身体就是一个人的一个身体。
The most basic body is the bodies that you see on each one of us.
但是圣经告诉我们，等到你结婚以后，两个人不再是一个人了。两个身体是一个身体。
But the Bible also tells us of this principle that once you're married, two becomes one.
所以家庭就是夫妻两个，然后慢慢这个家庭有孩子了，有上一辈的人，还是在一个身体里面。
So when you're in a family with your spouse and with your children and with your parents, this family is also in one body.
这个身体乃是让我们那个学习彼此相爱。
In that body, you can learn to love one another.
如果你的夫妻关系好，那你在神面前一定有学习。
If you have a good spousal relationship, you must have a lot of good lessons from the Lord.
你的夫妻关系或者家庭关系不好，那你就要在神面前好好的学习。
If you don't have a good spousal relationship or good family relationship, then you need to learn some good lessons from the Lord.
最小的单位就是两个人。
The smallest unit is two people.
所以教会在马太福音主耶稣说，你们两三个人奉主的名聚会，他就与我们同在。
Remember the Lord Jesus said in Matthew, when two or three are gathered, he is there with us.
所以两个三个人就形成一个最小的教会的单位。
So two or three people can form the smallest church body.
目的乃是让我们一同学习。
The purpose is for us to learn together.
所以圣经也教导我们，如果圣经要求做在教会里面做主要服事的长老或者执事，如果不能好好管理自己的家，就不能做长老和执事。
So Bible does give this requirement to those who are in positions of elders and deacons in a church that if you cannot take care of your family as well, that you cannot serve in a position of deacons and elders.
因为你家都管不好，你更不会管教会。
If you can't take care of your family, then you can't take care of God's church.
所以神量给我们每一个都有家。
So God has portioned to us, each one of us, a family.
丈夫要学习爱妻子。
A husband needs to learn to love his wife.
妻子要学习顺服丈夫。
A wife needs to learn to be in submission to her husband.
这没有歧视妇女的意思哈。
There's no intention there to put down women.
乃是一个次序。
But it's a matter of order.
个人守个人的那个次序。
Each person observing his or her order.
儿女要孝顺父母。
And children need to obey their parents.
父母要做儿女的榜样。
Parents ought to be role models for their children.
神就是让我们在家庭中先学习怎么样来敬畏神。
God wants us to learn how to fear Him and serve Him in our families first.
如果我们教会中有100个家庭，
Say we have 100 families here in this church.
有100个家庭都是一个健康和谐的家庭。
And all 100 of these families are healthy they're living in harmony.
那教会中就是一个完美的一个和谐健康的教会。
Then you will see that the same health and harmony in church.
所以 请弟兄姊妹知道，我们的家庭的和谐，我们家庭的敬畏神，是教会和谐和健康的一个基础。
So do take note that the harmony in your family and whether or not you serve God in your family is the foundation of whether or not God's church can be one that is healthy and that lives in harmony.
所以我们最麻烦就是我们的身体不听我们不够和谐。
The problem we often face is that our bodies, they don't listen to us.
丈夫不爱妻子。
You have husbands who don't love their wives.
很自私。
And who are selfish.
妻子不服丈夫。
And wives who aren't submissive toward her husband.
今天很多家庭的问题。
You see a lot of that.
就是这个私欲叫我们把主放在一边。
These things stem from selfishness and we tend to put God aside.
我们第二看要到看到教会它重要的目的，或者是神赐给我们每一个人有不同的恩赐，这恩赐的目的是什么。
So let's now look at what the purpose of church is and why God has given us different gifts within the church.
哥林多前书十二章四到七节。
First Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 4 to 7.
恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位，执事也有分别，主却是一位，功用也有分别，神却是一位，在众人里面运行一切事，圣灵显在个人身上，是叫人得益处。
Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of ministries, but the same Lord. There are varieties of effects, but the same God, who works all things in all person. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good.
如果我们去看圣经里面父神、子神和灵神父子灵三位一体的神，永远是那么和谐。
If you look at the Trinity, God the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, the three are separate, but yet they work so harmoniously as one.
它是三个位格，但是它是一个体，一体。
There are three, but they're one body.
它所有的行动都是一致。
And all of their activities, actions are one, in unison.
但是我们知道，我们的身体上有很多不同的肢体。
So that in this church body, there are many members.
同有一位神，同有一个圣灵在我们里面。
But it's governed by the same God, the same Lord, and the same Spirit.
他说我们的恩赐却有分别。
Even though there are varieties of gifts.
这个知识是指着神托付给我们的事工
And varieties of ministries.
Yeah, 那我们可能有的是有负担传福音的，有的人是负担培训的。
Some may be in charge of preaching the gospel. Some may be in charge of studies, Sunday schools.
我们的功用也不一样。
We may have very different functions.
有的做眼睛的。
Many eyes in the church.
教会中做眼睛很重要，要看得很远很广。
It's important for those who are eyes because you need to have vision.
我们穆安德烈有一个有一句话非常有名。
There was something that Andrew Murray said that was important.
我们知道穆安德烈是一个在教会历史里面非常蒙神祝福大用的人。
And you know that he was a man that was greatly used by God in church history.
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有看他的书。
I don't know if you ever read of his books.
他是好非常好的属灵书籍。
He authored many good and important spiritual books.
他都要你花时间来到神面前。
In each one, encourages you to spend time with God.
他说了一句话，他说我们每个人弟兄姊妹都会祷告。
He once said that all of us know how to pray.
但是我们祷告的时候有两种心两个心在我们里面。
But when we pray, we sometimes have two hearts.
我们可以为自己祷告。
On one hand, we can pray for ourselves.
为自己的情形。
For our needs, for our own difficulties, we present these to God. We pray about those things.
但是另外还有一个心，就是以基督耶稣的心为心。我们常常是为着神的需要来祷告。
But the other heart, to have Christ's heart as your heart, to pray for the needs of God.
这是神托付给神儿女很重要的事。
This is a great ministry that God has given to His children.
因为神保罗说我们如今活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Because Paul said it's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
我不知道弟兄活着，那我就不能生活了。
I don't know if you ever felt.Like, if I live for God, then I can't live for myself anymore.
啊，我如果把钱奉献给神了，我就没有钱少了，没有钱了。
If I offer my money to God, then I wouldn't have any money left.
其实，神的祝福永远超过我们所求所想。
But you should know that God's blessing is always more than what we expect.
有的时候我们不愿意为神摆上我们的奉献。
A lot of times we're not willing to offer ourselves to God.
有时候就出个车祸。
And then we have an accident, car accident.
把我们不舍得给神的钱去修车去了。
So the money we're not willing to give to God end up spending on fixing a car.
啊，很多啊，我个人有很多的经历，我有一个车子用了12年了。
I have that personal experience too. I've had a car which I've been driving for 12 years.
我那时候花了100块钱，它是。Lifetime 的 oil change.
I spent $100 on this lifetime oil change.
我现在已经这个车子有150,000 miles.
This car now has 150,000 miles on it.
从来没有出过什么大的问题。
I never had any problem with it.
到了3,000 miles就去换油，到了3,000 miles就换油。
I go to that free.
实在是在明处暗处给你。他知道你，你的心意啊，你为着神的，神就在暗中来祝福你。
I really feel that God will bless you even in secret when He knows your heart is for Him.
所以我们的祷告不仅是为我们自己的需要。
So our prayers are not just for our own needs.
我们要想到神的需要。
You need to think about what God's needs are.
那我们在教会里面
，Which body you have people with different gifts?
有的人是手的。
Some people perform as hands.
有的人做脚的。
Some people perform as feet.
当教会有需要的时候，你就尽该尽的功用。
So when the church has need, you do according to what your gift is.
这个在教会里面要有一个成长的心智。
First, you also need to have
我们的自己的益处。
We often do things for our own good.
但是教会的身体的原则都是叫别人得着益处。
But the principle of the body of Christ is for others to benefit.
其实叫别人得着益处的时候，自己就得着更大的益处。
But you know, when others are benefited, you yourself are also benefited.
如果你去教儿童主日学
，If you're teaching children Sunday school，
或者你在团契里面做负责
，Or you are in charge of a fellowship。
你就在为着别人的需要，你要做很多的准备。
You have to do a lot of work, a lot of preparation for other people's needs.
结果谁得着益处呢
？So who is benefited through all of this?
这些准备的人自己得着最大的益处。
Those who spend time preparing, they are greatly benefited.
最教会中最就是说觉得自己没有恩赐。
Some who really felt that they don't have any gifts in the church.
然后就不尽功用。
And they don't do anything.
到礼拜天到这里来坐一坐。
And those people will just come to church and sit here on Sundays.
有我记得一个年纪很大的，他说有很多弟兄姊妹是做教友。
I remember in all these people.
就是叫了才有，才会来教会。叫了才有。
In Chinese, phonetically, it sounds the same as those who you call, and they'll be your friends.
那好像跟弟兄姊妹也没有什么来往。
Those people don't really have much fellowship with other brothers and sisters.
教会是一个身体哦，
Church is a body. You ought to have a feeling of body.
所以我们看下一处圣经，使哥林多前书，12:12-26.
Next passage is in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, from 12 to 26.
Yeah, 英文的就自己看好不好？我们就读中文的。就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。即使心里人为奴的，是自主的， 都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多的肢体。设若脚说我不是手，所以我不属乎这身子，他不能因此就不属乎身子。设若耳说我不是眼，所以不属乎身子，他也不能因此就不。全身是眼，从哪里听声呢？若全身是耳，从哪里闻味呢？但如今神随自己的意思，把肢体俱各安排在身上。若都是一个肢体，身子在哪里呢？但如今肢体是多的，身子却是一个。眼不能对手说我用不着你，头也不能对脚说我用不着你。不但身上的肢体软弱的更是不可少的。身上的肢体我们看为不体面的，越发给它加上体面；不俊美的，越发得着俊美。我们俊美的肢体自然用不着装饰，但神配搭这身子，把加倍的体面给那有缺欠的肢体，免得身上分门。要肢体彼此相苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦。若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同得荣耀。在这里我们要讲到有五个点是我们非常重要的，在这一段圣经里面讲到。第一个要有一个一体感。
There are five important principles we can learn from the passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. One is you ought to have one.
我们是一个身体，但是有许多的肢体。
We are one body, even though we have many members.
今天这个教会我们如果每一个人都尊基督为主，
If everyone in this church has regarded Christ as your Lord,
那主耶稣基督会在我们借着圣灵在我们里面工作，
Then our Lord Jesus will work in us through the Holy Spirit,
让我们知道我们在这个教会中我们该尽什么样的功用。
Then you will join us in this body.
有的时候一些年长的弟兄姊妹又不能开车，又不能做什么就是在祷告中纪念别人，这是很重要的一个服事。
For example, an elderly brother or sister, he or she can't drive but can't do much else, but you can pray for others around you, and that's a very important ministry.
每一个弟兄姊妹都要有一个身体的那个一体的感觉。
Everybody should have this feeling of one body.
这是非常重要的一个感觉。
That's a very important principle for this oneness in the body.
正如一个家庭每个人都有一个需要感。
Just like in a family, each person need to feel needed.
那这个家庭就会彼此相顾。
Then you will have a family that cares for each other.
这个家庭的一体感是非常重要的。
So the oneness within a family is important.
如果我们知道我们都是归入一个身体里面。
If you recognize the fact that you were all baptized into this one body together,
我们每个人都能够尊我们里面的主为主。
And we regard the Lord, as our own Lord,
我们自然就在一个身体里面。
Then naturally you will behave as one body.
第二个就讲到我们的归属感。
The second principle is how we feel we belong.
教会每一个成员归属的。感觉
we gotta feel,
这个教会是我的教会
then this is my church.
这个教会是我要和弟兄姊妹一同来维护。
This is a church that my brothers and sisters and I are working together to preserve.
或者我们再讲小一点，是一个团契。
Or for example, even on a smaller scale, a fellowship.
一个团契的好或者不好，
whether it's a good fellowship or not,
是每一个爱的连接。
It's based on whether or not you brothers and sisters within this fellowship can connect in love with each other.
那个彼此关怀。
Can care for each other.
然后我们因为有这样一个连接，就会一同成长。
Having that connection with each other, we can grow together.
我们这是这个归属感非常重要。有的时候，今天这个时代，他这个主日在这边，下个主日就到另外，因为开车很方便。
So sense of belonging is important. So in this day and age, because transportation is so easy for us, it's easy for us to go church hopping.
没有一个归属感的一个基督徒不会成长。
A Christian who does not have a belongingness with a group of people, with a body, is one that cannot grow.
他像吃餐馆一样。
It's like trying out food, different food every.
还有一个就是我们在教会里面，我们都是人，我们都还有软弱，都有一些不完全。
And also, all of us are human. We all have our weaknesses, and we're all imperfect.
如果我们遇见一些彼此的有一些不同或者有一些冲突的时候。
If you run into differences or you run into a conflict within a church.
今天很多人就说
It's easy for us to say, well, if you don't have church.
今天很少弟兄姊妹愿意伏在神面前学习领受十字架的功课。
You don't see a lot of people willing to submit themselves under the work of the cross and allow God to do that lesson in your life.
稍微遇见一些冲突，遇见一些挫折，我们就转教会。
Small conflicts and disagreements will go to church and go somewhere else. People like that would not mature either.
因为他没有归属感。
Because he doesn't have a sense of belongingness.
另外就是第三个，我们需要有需要感。
The third thing is that the third principle in this passage that is that you need to feel needed.
二十一节说，眼不能对手说我用不着你，头不能对脚说我用不着你。
Verse 21 says, and the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no head to the feet, I have no need of you.
我们永远不能对弟兄姊妹说我用不着你。
We can never say to our brother and sister, I don't need you.
这个每一个人都需要别的弟兄姊妹跟我们一同来荣耀主。
Everybody is need to be felt needed in order to work together to glorify the Lord.
这个需要感把我们在爱里面连接在一起。
Next us together.
神当我们一同来到教会敬拜神的时候让我们的中心就是来向着神。
When we come together to worship, our main focus is the Lord.
我们和神有爱的交通。
We have a fellowship in love with the Lord.
和弟兄姊妹有爱的交通。
Then you will have a fellowship in love with your brothers and sisters.
这是当我们看见弟兄姊妹遇见难处的时候。
So when we see others going through difficulties,
我们像自己身受一样。
We feel like we are going through the same with them.
我这个礼拜打电话给Grace。
This week I called Sister Grace.
我知道她今天不能来，因为她身体软弱。
I know that she couldn't be here today because she's feeling weak.
这种感觉像我们自己身受一样。
When I speak with her, I feel like I'm going through it with her.
我们在祷告中就向神来祈求，来仰望。
And you lift this to God and you pray about this to God.
感谢神。我从电话里面知道会是很有信心。
I thank the Lord through my conversation with her. I feel that she's still full of faith.
我相信这些难处乃是把我们把更大的祝福要领到我们。
And I trust that through these difficulties, even through these difficulties, greater blessings is upon us.
所以不但在身体里面，我们还要有体恤感。
So we also need to have a sense of mercy within this body.
我们在教会中。多年蒙恩的弟兄姊妹应该去体恤那些刚出信的弟兄姊妹。
For those who have been Christians for many years, you ought to have a sense of caring, of mercy towards those who are young in Christ.
应该顾念他比我软弱。
To recognize that they
多顾念年长的弟兄姊妹。
Those brothers and sisters who are younger in age ought to have care and mercy toward those who are older.
这个我们知道年长的弟兄姊妹行动都比较慢。
We know that people who are older, they move slower.
这个太太年纪大，但是我走路比她还快。
I am older than my wife, but I walk faster than her.
常常就下了车就自己就先走了。
So I would get off the car and I would just start walking away.
看看太太还在后面一大截。
I turn around and she's still a ways from wait for her.
这些都是在生活中可以学的。
These are things that you can learn and practice in your life.
做儿女的，你知道你的父母慢慢年纪大了，他的动作慢了。
As children, you have to recognize as your parents get older, their movements slow down too.
还有年纪大，如果你叫你孩子 年纪大的人如果一件事情没有做完他就一直记牢这件事情
And I know something that happens in older people is that if they haven't finished something
所以一直会盯着你
They're very determined They will nag you until that thing
因为你觉得无所谓
But to them this is very important to them They would get it done
所以年轻人要体会年长的做父母的这种心情
So for young people have a sense of mercy and understanding toward the need of your parents and older brothers and sisters
那这种学习在教会中就有这种
your family and you can learn too
你看到一个弟兄姊妹今天好像没有那么原来那么喜乐
If you see somebody who doesn't seem his or her happy self today
你就可以去为先祷告然后需要继续
Talk with them and ask if there's anything that you can pray for them
教会是一个爱的整体
The church is a body of love
借助彼此的相爱彼此的体恤能够一同成长
It can grow through the caring of members within the church
当然年长弟兄姊妹你们也有功用你们要不要觉得这些年轻人跟他们语言不通
So for older brothers and sisters You have work to do on your part too And don't just look at the younger Understand their language We can't communicate
不需要言语有时候过去握握手
A lot of times you don't need to talk to them You just go and shake their hand
拍拍他的肩膀
Or pat them on the back
这些年轻人就得到你们的鼓励
And these young people will feel encouraged
所以教会中有很多的可以有很多的身体的
There are many ways you can communicate with each other within the body. Body language is one of them.
最后一个就是需要有同苦和同乐的感觉
The last feeling principle you ought to have from this passage is you ought to have a sense of sharing joy.
他说一个身体就一同受苦
If one member is suffering, then the whole body suffers.
一个肢体的荣耀整个身体就得荣耀
If one member receives glory The whole body receives glory
如果你是在这个身体里面你会常常觉
If you are in a body
如果你不在这个身体里面将会发生什么事你都不知道
If you're not in a body Then you're not tapped into what's going on in this church
我想很多弟兄姊妹都有被刺到或者手的经历
I think a lot of us are paper cut
但是那一点点的感觉你都全身就觉得不舒服
But a cut so small on your finger Your whole body feels
所以我们要在神面前有一个很重要的要有学习
So that's an important lesson to learn
我常常讲学习
I often say that each day that you live is a lesson to be learned
如果你今天有学习你就可以应付明天所有的困难
A lesson learned today can equip you to face the difficulties of tomorrow
我常说活到老学到老
And I like the saying that age you learn into an old age
那我们的学习很重要第一个我们不可以轻看自己
The first thing you have to learn is to not to look lightly upon yourself
罗马书十二章第三节说我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说不要看自己过于所当看的要照进行大小看得合乎
says, For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think more highly of yourself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith.
这个合乎中道，高看自己也不要
Look too highly of yourself, or to think too lowly.
我们在教会中每个弟兄姊妹能够尊重别人，你知道，尊重别人就是尊重自己。
It's important to learn the lesson of respecting others. When you respect others, you respect yourself.
如果你只尊重自己，就会发生很
self, then you'll run into some conflicts.
第一个是不要轻看自己，第二个就是不要轻看别人。
So the first thing is to not look lightly on yourself, and secondly, to not to look lightly upon others.
正如哥林多前书十二章二十一到二十四节说，手眼我用不着你。
Just like the passage we read earlier in 1 Corinthians, I cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you.
我们在神的家中我们永远有一个需要的感觉，需要弟兄姊妹。
When you're in God's family, you ought to feel.
第三就是十二章二十五节说，免得身体上分门别类，总要肢体彼此相顾。
The third lesson to learn that is that in 1 Corinthians 12:25, so that there may not There may be no division in the body, but that they have the same care for one another.
18节，不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事，要留心去做。若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。
Romans 12:17-18 Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of so far as it depends on you. Be it.
我们在教会中啊，我们有都是还不完全的。
We are all imperfect people in this church.
所以今天教会地上的教会没有一个完全的教会。
That is why you don't see a perfect church on this earth.
所以我要到你们教会。
Your church feels so perfect. I want to come to your church.
那个教会的负责人说，哦，你不用来，你来了我们就不完全了。
And the leader of the church said, "Don't come. If you come, we will not be perfect anymore."
这个是笑话，不是真的。
Book of course.
我们知道我们都是罪人。
But we are all sinners.
我们都是蒙神的恩啊，蒙了神的救恩。
And we've all
It's
all by grace and because of God's salvation that we're able to gather together.
教会中最难的哥林多教会就是
To learn, and the Church of Corinth had a lot of lessons to learn.
在圣经里面，哥林多教会是一个问题教会。
And it's a problem church, the Church in Corinth.
分门结党。
Because they had division and fractions among them.
在教会中，永远是基督为首。
Is to always regard Christ as the head.
我们都是敬畏神。
We all fear God.
一同活在神的面前。
And live before God together.
千万不要有各样的分别。
Don't have divisions among you.
不要自己一群。
Don't form little cliques.
把别人排挤在外面。
And reject people.
或者非常那个心胸狭窄，只是觉得我们比较好。
And don't be narrow-minded and narrow-hearted. Think that you are all.
自己感觉很深。
Church, I've had a lot of deep impressions.
有很多人对教会的真理不认识。
There are a lot of people who are not familiar yet with the basic truth of church.
有一个热心就说我要成立教会。
Wanting to start a church.
我自己吃很多的苦，我知道有一些教会。凭着自己的热心要成立教会。
And I've known some of those churches who wanted to start a church on their own with such zeal, but they end up suffering.
灵不与他同行。
And they worked so hard.
虽然很热心，很有爱心。
Even though they had zeal and they have love for others.
但是这还不是神的爱，是人的爱。
But it's not God's love that they had. They have love for men.
所以建立不起来。
So those
有一些教会很热心，这个。对，因为这对。
Because they have zeal, but they don't have an understanding of basic truth.
结果教会就分裂。
And the church will end up breaking up.
分裂的原因非常清楚，说都是他的错。
The reason for break up, as each person will say, is his.
教会是神。
Body of Christ.
我们对教会是要何等的敬畏的心去处理每一件事。
We have to have a reverent heart when we deal with each matter within the church.
有一些教会觉得。我们是标准教会。
Some church feel the perfect typical church.
我们知道有一派的教会说，我们是教会，他们是公会。
There is one denomination of church once said that they are the church and the other peoples are just the synagogues.
神永远有个心意，我们这些就是都在一个教会。
It's grace to be in one church, one body together.
我们虽然在东区教会。
Though we meet here at Eastside,
但是我们的心包括所有的教会的弟兄姊妹。
But our hearts extend out to all of God's people across the world.
放在东区教会。
God has placed here at this church on the Eastside.
在这个身体里面，我要尽我的一份功用。
And in this body, I should function according to my part.
叫别人得着益处。
So that I could benefit others.
叫神得着荣耀
so that I can glorify.
有一天神派弟兄里面，我的教会 不光是东区，所有的教会都在我的祷告里面。
One day God will broaden your horizons, that your church, your prayers, not just for this church, but for God's church across the world.
所以当你眼睛
When the eyes of your hearts are being opened,
教会的心意永远没有改变。
That God's heart for his church has never changed.
所以我刚才讲了，莫安德烈的祷告是很重要的。
So like I said earlier, Andrew Murray's prayer is important.
一个是 自己的心，用自己的心来祷告。
But one heart, that is the heart for
来祷告。
But there's another heart to pray for God's heart.
神的心比我们多了。
God's heart is much bigger than ours.
那样我们的祷告，我们啊每一个弟兄姊妹的生命和度量都被扩充。
So if you pray with God's heart, then your horizon will be broadened.
教会就得着祝福。
Will be blessed to pray.
亲爱的天父，感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
在你永远的旨意里面，把我们召聚在
一。In your eternal will.
让我们可以学习一同来敬畏你。
So that we may learn to fear you together.
求你把教会的心意能够常常向我们显明。
We pray that you will reveal to us what your heart is for your church.
让我们真是以你的心在教会中生活。
That we can have your heart as our own as we live together in church.
让我们和弟兄姊妹有一体感。
That we may have a sense of oneness with our brothers and sisters.
我们也有彼此的归属感。
That we may feel that we belong in this body.
我们需要弟兄姊妹做。
As our fellow members.
也给我们有爱的感觉，让我们能够体恤别人的软弱，也能够享受。神的祝福
and give us this love to care for other people's needs so that we can enjoy your love together.
让我们知道我们在教
and let us know that we're all important in
我们尽我们该尽的功用
and let us do what our part is in this body.
不但叫别人得着益处
not only do we benefit others by doing that.
我们相信你要叫我们得着更大的益处
we trust that you will even you'll benefit.
让我们不仅是宝贵你，也宝贵弟兄姊妹。
Help us, Lord, to not only treasure you, but treasure our brothers and sisters as well.
求主圣灵常常启示我们。
May your spirit reveal this to us.
我们把众弟兄姊妹都交托在你的手中。
Lord, I lift all the brothers and sisters here. May you use each one of them to bless your church.
来荣耀你的名。
To glorify your name.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.